Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Playful Classroom, The Power of Play for All Ages is a practical education book by Jed Dereybury and Julie P. Jones that argues for play as a serious instructional strategy rather than an optional break from academic work. Written for K-12 educators, instructional leaders, and anyone interested in learning design, the book presents play as a way to strengthen attention, memory, social connection, and student engagement across grade levels. Its purpose is not to romanticize fun, but to show how playful approaches can be embedded into standards-based teaching, classroom routines, and school culture. The book is especially concerned with helping teachers see that play is relevant beyond early childhood and can support both general and special education settings. Drawing on neuroscience and classroom practice, it offers a framework for making learning more meaningful, inclusive, and memorable, while also reducing stress and improving participation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, play as a research-backed learning strategy, not a classroom extra. This matters because the book challenges a common assumption in schools that rigor and play are opposites. Instead, it presents play as a mechanism that can make content more memorable by linking ideas to experience, movement, and social interaction. The argument is not that every lesson should become a game, but that teachers can improve learning outcomes by designing activities that are active, connected, and personally meaningful. This framing gives educators a way to justify play in environments that prioritize academic standards. Because the book treats play as aligned with cognition rather than separate from it, in that sense, its value lies in reclassifying play as pedagogically serious. Secondly, neuroscience and emotional connection as the engine of retention. The result is a model in which emotional connection is not incidental, but central to instruction. The book is distinctive because it translates brain research into practical classroom language, making the science of learning usable for everyday teaching decisions. Thirdly, finding the nooks and crannies where play can fit into the school day, the value of this approach is that it lowers the barrier to implementation. Many educators resist play because they imagine it requires large blocks of time, special materials, or major planning. The book counters that idea by showing how playful elements can be integrated into existing routines with limited disruption. This makes the model especially realistic for teachers working in time-pressured or test-driven environments. The emphasis on starting small also supports experimentation teachers can try one idea, see what works, and build from there. Fourthly, inclusion, social skills, and the classroom culture of belonging. The social value of play is important because classroom success is shaped by more than content mastery. Students also need to feel safe, connected, and able to participate. By framing play as a means of reducing division and encouraging a we orientation, the book links pedagogy to community building. This is a broader vision than simply making lessons entertaining. It suggests that play can improve how students relate to one another, how they handle stress, and how they engage in collective learning. Lastly, a practical bridge between standards, engagement, and teacher experimentation. Its practical strength comes from balancing inspiration with implementation. Offering a model that is flexible enough for individual classrooms, but broad enough to influence school climate. Among books on play and education, this one is notable for its explicit focus on play across ages and settings, not just in early childhood. In conclusion, The Playful Classroom is best suited for K-12 teachers, teacher librarians, instructional coaches, school leaders, and special education professionals who want a credible case for using play in serious learning environments. And readers who are looking for a theory-only argument may find its greatest value in the way it translates research into classroom practice. The book is useful both intellectually and practically. It explains why play supports cognition, motivation, and social connection, while also showing how teachers can begin with small changes in routines and transitions. Its main benefit is that it treats play as compatible with standards, not as a distraction from them. That makes it especially relevant in schools where educators are expected to balance engagement with accountability. Compared with many books on classroom creativity, this one stands out for its explicit neuroscience framing, its applicability across grade levels, and its inclusion-oriented perspective. It does not limit play to early childhood or to enrichment activities. Instead, it presents playful learning as a durable instructional approach that can improve classroom culture, strengthen belonging, and make academic work more memorable. If you would like to support Jed Dereybury, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.